I haven't studied the Weather Channel lately, but I'm looking at a feed. More storms on the East Coast presenting themselves. The opportunity is ripe for martial law. And this is why we need to expose weather modification extremely well, listeners. Expose the fact that it exists. Expose the fact that they could be steered. We have to expose the population reduction agenda of the UN system, and it takes everyone to do this, everyone with their research, everyone that has the ability to research. You need to connect these dots to population reduction and manipulation and control, which has been going on for decades. That's how wars are formed. That's why they call so many of the world poor now, because of wars and weather modification, environmental modification. Think about the opportunity and the ability to create earthquakes. That sounds awful far-fetched to me, even. But according to Secretary of Defense Cohen from 97, earthquakes can be manufactured. Earthquakes can be made to happen. This exposure is vital to the human race, listeners. I'm sorry, but I'm so upset. And I've been upset for a few weeks, quite a few weeks. I fly off at the handle at times, and I know others do too. And I understand frustration. I know frustration, and I'm feeling it now. The frustration is that it's so obvious to me what's being engineered, because I've read documentation, and many of you have done the same thing. I'm upset that others aren't researching for themselves, especially those that have families, that send their children off to public school to be indoctrinated, to have a contrail countathon, to count the trails in the skies, which is happening on October 13th, as I recall. So this is it. This is the time to expose all this population maneuvering and manipulation. The press is even talking about how many people are coming back. The press is listening to this broadcast. The people in charge that write the press releases and the news stories that the news readers read are listening to this network. We'll be back to continue with the broadcast, see if I can get through some of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So it's October 6th, listeners. And we see here, Tammy floods homes in Georgia as storm weakens. Floods paralyze Central America, kill 164. Death toll in Central America up to 160 from the Associated Press. Northern plains recover from winter storm. U.S. sends mixed message on bird flu threat. And George Walker Bush to meet with vaccine makers on bird flu. Hotel chain asks Katrina evacuees to leave. Where are they going to go? What do they have in their possessions to support them to wherever they're going to have to go? Credit agencies reject an important step to help hurricane survivors. Bureaucratic dirty tricks bankrupting homeowners. Bush considers changes to Posse Comitatus Act, as I look here on the Oklahoman, October 2nd. I couldn't enforce an evacuation. I'm sure that's Governor Brad Henry. That would take martial law. So we are living a situation where people in charge, or consider themselves in charge, are becoming very restless.